Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, who's this?
This is Lee. How are you?
Hi, Lee. This is Jeannie. Nice to hear you.
It's here. Nice to hear you.
What's going on this morning? Anything exciting?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Just taking care of things as usual.
Yeah. Yep, that's good. That's a good thing. Well, I'm glad to be home. We got, Ricky and I got home from Oregon on the, actually Sunday night. We've been home a few days, but he just left yesterday morning to fly up to Springfield, Massachusetts.
And you're in Arizona, right?
And I'm in Arizona, yes. I'm in Phoenix, so I'm getting back to the swing of things here at home.
Which is my always, swing of things doesn't change much, although it did a little bit. With having to give Tom eye drops and, you know, just watch after him, although it isn't, he's completely on his own. I don't have any problems there. It's just making sure he has his eye drops and his pills and that type of thing, but he could, I could leave him. But I did break off an executive, which is new for me because I don't get out as much as I used to at all. So that was, that was nice.
Yeah, good. That's great. That's good.
Did you listen to the call last night?
I did. I was just going to say, wasn't that great?
I didn't get to listen to it.
No, it was about sleep and how it's our, the foundation of good health. So, and they had David Silverman, Dr. David Silverman on, and John Jackson, and a gal, let's see, what was her name? I have her written down. Navarro. Dr. Navarro. Winalisa Navarro? I think that she's in the D.C. area, Washington, D.C. area. Anyway, they all gave their input, which was very nice.
Dr. Jackson, he gave a talk here 2 weeks ago, and it was fantastic with the slides he used and everything. You know, for a wellness preview, it was really good.
Oh, I bet.
He is very good.
I really enjoy him. I know that the future of medicine. That have you watched the? He might have incorporated that too in his.
No, I haven't. Haven't watched it.
Dennis Williams has it on his ybhurton.biz.
Oh, he does.
Yeah, where you can watch it. It's about, I think it's close to an hour.
Wow.
Maybe 49 minutes, called The Future of Medicine. It's really good.
Oh, wow. Well, my husband's trying, this woman that we sponsored had an old computer. It was in a box, a laptop, for 5 years. New.
Oh.
So my husband's going to try and get it all programmed and put together for her so that she can get on the Internet.
Oh, well,
that would be something for her to watch.
It would. It would be. That would be really great. Well, good morning. This is Lifestyle Call. Who's joined us? I heard several beeps.
Good morning. This is Onita.
Hi, Onita.
Hi.
Good morning. It's Betty.
Good morning, Betty.
Hi, Jeannie.
How are you this morning?
Very good, thank you. And you?
Good, good, good.
Good.
Onita's doing well this morning.
I'm fared out. We were at the fair all day yesterday.
Oh, were you? Where was that?
I did find out the food vendors will work with you really well.
Oh, good. Now, what fair was that?
Our Kansas State Fair.
Okay.
To help with the auctioneers contest.
Oh, wow. Is that in Hutchinson?
Yeah.
Yeah. I have some friends that are at Hutchinson, Kansas at the fair.
Mm. We were there on Monday and yesterday again, so.
Okay.
So I feel a little windblown and sunburned, so.
Oh, I bet.
Monday it was cold and nasty, and yesterday it was cloudy and windy, but there was just enough sun peeking through that it burned anyway, so.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. What did you do at the fair, Anita?
They always have an auctioneers contest on Wednesday. My husband's an auctioneer, so we always help, you know, catch bids and register people in and whatever's going on, so.
Oh, wow.
And then our son had a booth set up there, so we spelled him a few times, too, so.
Wow. Awesome. Good. I didn't know that. Well, welcome to the call. Good morning. Who else joined us?
This is Shar.
Hi, Shar. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good. You know, I was reading the magazine. There's a magazine out called Clean Eating. Has anybody taken a peek at that? Their subtitle or line underneath it is says, Improving Your Life One Meal at a Time. And that caught my eye, and I picked up this magazine. It's the fall issue, 2008. And there's some pretty interesting things in there. One of the articles I was reading, it's under Eat Smart, Food TKO. And it says, in your fight to slow aging and maintain health, plant-based phytochemicals just may offer the knockout punch you need. Phyto what? And then it says, read on, and there's an article, several pages, about phytochemicals and how important they are. One thing that I thought was interesting, it says that phytochemicals, this is by, according to, let's see, this woman who's a PhD program director for the National Institute of Whole Health in Boston, Massachusetts, says that phytochemicals are compounds produced by living plants to protect themselves as they grow, just as we need that wool scarf on a biting winter morning. She says plants need certain chemicals to fend off environmental stressors like pesky insects. What's exciting is that many of these plant survival chemicals are still active when we consume them, at which point prevailing Harvard research says that they benefit us, or you might say become our survival compounds. I thought that was an interesting way to explain what a phytochemical does. And then I thought about spraying plants and, you know, doing organic where they don't spray, and how that the... I read somewhere else, too, about organic, that it is better. One of the reasons it's better is because it has more phytochemicals in it. And so this would explain why. They have to really produce the phytochemicals to protect themselves from the environment rather than relying on spray, you know. So anyway, I just kind of put the piece together in my mind. Anybody have any comments or questions this morning? Or anything in particular they'd like to talk about?
I have a comment.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if anybody watched Dr. Phil yesterday.
No. What was on Dr. Phil?
Wait.
Uh-huh.
You know, I guess that, and maybe I did hear about it, but I don't remember. During the summer, he had, I suppose, on his website, people... asking people who are serious about getting their weight under control to send whatever. And he picked, it was couples, and I think it was five or six who thought they were semifinalists, so he took to California and ended up those are the ones. And I mean, it was the last ones that he chose were two brothers whose father had died 6 years ago, and they showed pictures of what they looked like at a younger age, I mean, unbelievable, great vibes. And then one of the brothers, I think, was over 400 pounds, and the other one was maybe had 75 pounds to get rid of. But, you know, part of it started when the father died, apparently. When the biggest brother, I think, gained like over 200 pounds in the 6 years. Yeah, maybe 250 pounds in 6 years. And, you know, his thing, and he had audiences in there, and I think someplace else, another audience of people, and, you know, he says he's going to make a dent on this, and he brought up a number when they wrote it down. He's really serious about, he brought up, when we talked about this on these calls, how the kids today, maybe the first generation, to not outlive their parents. It started out, the very first thing that he did in the program was this number, 224,830,238. And he said to the audience, does anybody have any clue what this number represents?
Hmm.
Anybody have any idea?
Obesity?
That is the number of people in the United States who are overweight.
Wow.
And at the rate we're going now, 86% of the population will be overweight by 2030.
Mm.
So he's really serious about this again. And he showed videos, you know, quick blurbs in the beginning also of people that he had on the weight loss challenge and, you know, what they were able to accomplish. Matt had follow-up, I'm assuming, that they still have maintained, but they did. That wasn't brought up at all. But the only thing that bothers me with anybody who is pushing a, quote, weight loss challenge is that it's only about the weight. And even though he brought up that this one who was over 250 pounds overweight is not healthy. You know, he's tested all these people already. And this guy he is diabetic, which he didn't know, I think. And adult onset type 2, you know, with other problems that go along with that also. And, you know, as we've talked about on this call, my favorite line is the scale is just a number, and the only reason I'm on this program is for health. And he, you know, he says you have to find a lifestyle. It's not a diet.
Well, that's good. Yeah.
My problem with him is the fact that he's hefty himself.
I don't know where, you know, I've not seen him in shorts. He's a big guy.
Yeah, he is. But
and put him next to Robin and he's twice as big because she's the size of a minute. But I don't, and remember, we only see him on TV and TV definitely does make you look bigger.
That's true.
So as far as pound for pound, I don't know.
Yeah.
And, you know, the body mass index is a good scale, but it still doesn't take into effect at all whether you're muscle or fat.
Yeah.
And where he would fit with his waist measurement, I don't know. Because
right.
We know that that's an important measure.
Yeah.
But it was certainly an inspirational program and wants people to sign up for it. And of course, it's free. You know, he's definitely going to follow his program, which I think was 7 steps to maximum weight loss.
Something like that.
Yeah. So, you know, he's on the bandwagon again this year with weight, and I think other people will follow suit with it. It's becoming serious, and hopefully, in my mind, I'm thinking if enough people stop buying all the processed garbage, guess what, guys? They're going to have to change what they're putting out there for us.
Mm-hmm. True.
By the way, the second half of the program is today with him.
Okay.
So if anybody wants to.
Who is this you're saying the program's about? Was it Dr. Oz? Is that who you said?
Dr. Phil.
Dr. Phil. Oh, okay.
Yeah, part 2. He said, I wanted to get all this in today, but I couldn't, so we're going to continue it tomorrow. Yeah.
Okay.
And the couples were not necessarily married. One was, you know, the two brothers. One was the twins, a guy and a gal, and it was interesting. He said to them, he said, if I was just to pick one of you, he said to the guy, no, he said to the girl, to the guy first, which one would you prefer to be? And the guy said, my sister. And then he asked the sister, if I was just to pick one of you, which would you rather it be? And she said, this may be selfish, she said, but I'd rather it be me. And the guy said, good, I'm glad, he said, because you've had other emotional issues, and I'm not saying you're bad or anything else, he said, but I think you would benefit more from it. And it's not that I'm not going to do it. Well, he picked them both anyway, but it was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
They've read some horror for FBI and
use. So, anybody wants to watch today, it's going to be continued today.
Thank you, Nancy.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
Yeah. Well, it is making a difference around the, I mean, I see, I know you guys all see too. It's just in the news everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, anybody who's watching TV or reading the magazine or looking at the newspaper, it's just a topic of conversation now too, so that's good.
At the fair yesterday, you know, oh, the huge people.
Mm-hmm. You seem to see a lot when you're out like that, don't you?
Yeah, for sure.
Mhm. Mhm. Yeah, I did too when I was at the fair too up in Oregon. So.
I wonder why. Is it just that there's such a variety of wonderful food to choose from?
And it's all fattening.
And they're all eating when you see them.
Yes.
I would sit there with my food. I bring my own sandwich, all my whole grain bread with spinach on it and whatever. I usually may have had it like a veggie burger or something, and everybody would walk by and look at my sandwiches. I was eating it. It was pretty funny. I said, well, I'm here every day at the fair. I cannot eat all of that every day. And I would tell people, usually I wait till the last day if I'm going to have something from the fair. You know, so.
I did fall once yesterday. I had part of a funnel cake. But anyway, but they had a, in a food court, one of the places that is a Mexican cafe, and they did me a tostada with just the unfried burrito, I mean tortilla, and of course the refried beans probably had some fat in it, but they were pretty soupy, and then they added rice instead of meat and lots of lettuce and tomatoes, so I thought that was relatively healthy.
That's good.
And something I just heard on TV this morning, there's a Mexican black bean soup that we could look for.
Okay.
That sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
Where did you hear about that?
They had the This for That on the M&J show again.
Okay.
And that was one of the Mexican things that was in the this rather than the that.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't look real appetizing, you know, a blob of black. I remember.
You know what you do is you put, like put some salsa on top of it when you serve it. You would put like some chopped tomatoes or something that would contrast the black.
Mm-hmm.
A sprinkling of onions or.
It looked like they had cut up kiwi on it.
Really?
A couple of mint leaves, I think, maybe. I can't remember.
Lime?
There was something else. There was, but it looked like there was little pieces of kiwi, maybe.
Huh.
Which sounds interesting, too. I just remember the first time I made black beans, I made them from scratch, and it just looked so horrible.
Oh, they look like black purple, I know.
Yeah.
I love black beans, so they're one of my favorite beans.
Well, interestingly, when I buy them in the can, they're not black. I don't know why.
Mm. That is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of beans, on this phytochemical article, what is it called?
Phytonutrients.
Phytonutrients, thank you. Oh, boy. They have a chart, the best foods that measure up.
Oh.
Let's see, it says, thanks to researchers at the U.S. Department of Agriculture, we now know these plant-based foods pack the biggest antioxidant wallop. By adding together the total amount of lipid-soluble and water-soluble antioxidant chemicals in each comestible, that must be in each food, the scientists were able to determine the total antioxidant capacity, TAC.
Hmm.
And number one was wild blueberries. There's 13,427 per cup. Next is red kidney beans, dry, mature. For a half a cup, 13,259. And then pinto beans, dry, mature. I guess dry, mature pinto beans. 11,864 per half a cup. And then it's cultivated blueberries. And then the list goes down. It's cranberries, artichoke, blackberries, dried prunes, raspberries, strawberries, red delicious apples with skin, pecans, russet potatoes, black plums, cherries. There's black beans. They're down the list. Black beans, walnuts, dried dates, ground cloves, hazelnuts, cinnamon, broccoli rabe, dried figs, red cabbage cooked, pistachios, and oregano leaf dried.
Red cabbage cooked?
Yeah.
I always did it well.
I know, I do too. I read something here too, when you're eating, there's another gal that puts in her two cents that raw power, because exposure to prolonged heat can lay waste to several phytochemicals, it's best to consume some produce that has not been boiled or nuked to death. Non-intensive cooking methods such as steaming and light sautéing can prevent much of the loss of these nutrients. Consider dusting off that steamer But she says, enjoy a mixture of cooked and all natural produce. It's good to have a little bit of both.
They weren't talking about the Kens and Pams at all, huh?
No, exactly.
This was in that magazine that you got?
Yeah, there's some really good stuff in here.
What's the name of it, Jane?
I haven't made it all the way through, but this is it goes through, they list, they talk about what phytochemicals do, and then it's basically the colored vegetables that they go through 8 of them, which are worth sinking your teeth into. It's called Clean Eating. Clean Eating.
And what edition is this? What month?
This is the fall 2008. And I think it must have just come out this year. This is volume 1, issue number 4. And there was a note on here that says they're going to go to 6 issues a year.
Oh. Pretty so now they must be in 4.
Yeah, right now they're in 4.
And did you find it like in a grocery store or health food?
Well, let's see. Char and I were together in Oregon, so I think it was must have been a grocery store. No, it was at Walmart, I think.
Really?
Yeah, they have a big magazine selection there. I think it was at Walmart.
Thanks.
Yeah. The it says here the 8 that they list are lutein, L-U-T-E-I-N, and then anthocyanins, sulforaphane, curcumin, which we've been talking about, that's turmeric and curry powder, lycopene, resveratrol, allicin, and then one that I can't pronounce, and she says on the article, forget it, just know this. This multi-talented compound is thought to protect against cancer and heart disease, brew up healthier skin, build bone, ramp up brain function, take blood sugar down a notch, rev up metabolism, and perhaps improve exercise endurance. May even help you survive nuclear winter, and it's found in green tea. That's that EGCG is the abbreviation for it.
So basically green tea has it.
Green tea, yeah.
That's interesting. A friend of mine asked me yesterday if I'm getting the flu shot.
Yeah. And? What'd you say?
No. She knew what the answer was going to be.
Yeah.
So when I told Marty, he said, I'm sure they are. I didn't ask.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is what phytochemicals do. It says radical behavior. Some of the it says here the battle plan, the number of tactics phytochemicals employ to keep us out of the doctor's office seems to be growing faster than Oprah's bank account. Here's some of the standouts. Radical behavior. They really work against the free radicals, which come from a variety of venues such as pollution, normal metabolism, and even exercise can over time expedite disease and aging. That's, you know, for those that are real hardy into it. Bacterial foe. Harmful bacteria flourishing in our bodies is never good news. Thankfully, there are phytochemicals to keep the numbers of these unwelcome guests in check. They are a hormone jockey. Some plant compounds, those found in soy, may alter how hormones such as estrogen participate in disease risk. Enzyme revival. Various phytochemicals have the uncanny ability to induce enzyme functioning in an anti-disease manner. Basically, they give enzymes a kick in the fanny to keep going, to get going and keep us healthy. And then they sack inflation. Uncontrolled cell expansion is the basis behind cancer. A few phytochemicals, like those in cruciferous vegetables, work at the cellular level to halt this multiplication and even participate in programmed death of cells that could become cancerous. So there's lutein, which is, you know, that works on your eyes. And that's found in spinach, kale, broccoli, corn, Brussels sprouts, and collard greens. And then the
corn is in there with all the greens.
Yeah. Yeah. It's also found in egg yolks.
Mm.
But I left that one out. helps to ward off cataracts and macular degeneration, which is the leading cause of blindness in North America. The anthocyanins are found in berries, grapes, red wine, beets, plums, and red radishes. So it looks like color. Of course, all of these phytochemicals are, of course, always in the color vegetables. They've got a picture of each little thing here, figs, you know, that kind of thing. Sulforaphane is found in the cruciferous vegetables, so broccoli is a big one.
Dimension calling.
Let me see here. Broccoli, cauliflower, bok choy, Brussels sprouts, cabbage, and kale. And then it says, make it better, broccoli sprouts, the tiny green threads sold next to alfalfa sprouts, have higher levels of glucoraphanin, which turns into sulforaphane during chewing, than what's in mature broccoli. And then the curcumin, which is found in turmeric and curry powder, and I circled this one. It says, make it better. Next time you're rustling up a pot of rice, quinoa, or other grains, add a splash of color and toss in a teaspoon of turmeric. So I thought, okay, I can do that. Lycopene is found in tomatoes, red peppers, pink grapefruit, guava, watermelon, apricots, and papaya. And then resveratrol is found in red wine, red and purple grapes, peanuts, and berries. Natural peanut spreads have more resveratrol than brands with sugar and trans fats mixed in. We need that. And then Allicin is in garlic, onions, shallots, scallions, leeks, and chives. So
I think it just really zones in that we need to eat a plethora of foods. When I first started eating this way, after a while, stopped taking the fruit and veggies until one day I was reading what's in each of them, and I decided, you know what, I'm not eating this much of a variety that's in these pills, and so I went back to taking one a day, one a day.
Was that out of Clean, the new magazine you got?
Yeah, Clean Eating.
Clean Eating, okay.
The fall issue. It's the article called Food TKO.
That's good. It's lots of points in there for the variety.
Yeah, and then they have little things like on the edge of the page. One of them says pill or apple, and it's a little blip about, you know, how whole foods are so important because of all the different. There are more chemicals in the plants that we have not discovered yet. You know, we've talked about that before on our call. I remember someone saying that before, and so eating it is going to be much better than taking it in a pill form always. And then there's another one about wild blueberries are much better than, you know, so they just have little blips, too. I love that when I'm looking at a magazine. Sometimes I don't have time to read a whole article, but I can read a little blip, you know, so. It's good, and they seem to be going kid-friendly in there, too. There's a 15-minute school night meal, good for you, and you're kid-friendly, too. And they're not completely plant-based, but they're in the magazine, but they're really heading in that direction, it looks like. They have a low-fat holiday menu, so they're looking at Thanksgiving in here, too, and some sides. There's some great recipes in here. So it's a really nice magazine.
When you're looking for this magazine, does it have the glossy front like a red book? Is it that size? How do we?
It's about not as thick as red book.
Right.
A little bit wider in the width of it.
Okay.
But it's about like a standard size magazine. It's kind of like
with the glossy.
It's in the eating section. You know, foods and all of that.
Separating now. Okay.
This one has the binder is kind of an orange color.
Okay.
Do they list a website?
Yeah, cleaneating.com.
Okay.
Yeah. And they have like a free newsletter, you know, kind of a thing. It says here, let me make sure it's cleaneatingmag.com.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's pretty neat. And on the letter to the editor, she says, P.S., I told you my story, now I want to hear yours. When did you get your clean eating calling? I think I might email her. Tell her about my clean eating calling.
Sure.
So anyway. And I like that term, clean eating. And I like the improving your life one meal at a time thing. So anyway.
That sounds like you're doing it for health, not just weight.
Right.
Yeah.
And I actually use that term. I was talking to somebody yesterday, and I said, oh, they said, well, you're slim already or something like that. And I said, well, not only that, I said, I've just been eating clean for, I'm eating a little cleaner than I have in the past, and something like that anyway. But I use that term, eating clean. So, well, sorry to take up the whole pontificating the call there, you guys. I hope you got something good out of that. Anybody else have any questions or want to have a comment about anything that we've talked about? Or
I just ran across another vegetarian cooking show on our PBS station. I just happened to run onto it the other day. It was called Totally Vegetarian, and she's not totally vegan, but she gives you options.
Okay.
And it was just called Totally Vegetarian.
What time of day did you get that, Alina?
Oh, I think it was early afternoon. I don't even remember anymore.
Is that on the Food Channel or?
No, this was just on our PBS station.
PBS
station. It was called. It said Delicious TV, and Totally Vegetarian.
Okay. Yeah. That's good. I'd like to see some of those. I know you've mentioned before a couple of things, and they're all in the public.
Got usually at least one afternoon that's just all cooking shows. Of course, most of them have got food or barbecue university or something like that. But, I mean, the meat, but there are several that are vegetarian, or even Christina Cooks is vegan totally, so.
Good. Have you found some good recipes on her, on their shows there?
And they all have websites, so you can go in and pull off recipes. So I like
good.
That.
Was it Christina with a C or a K? I can't remember.
T.
T, okay.
You know, I watch her sometimes, but she comes on Retirement Living. I don't know if everybody watched that, but that's a show for people that are retiring and making decisions, and they have all of the old broadcasters and some of the old, like Florence Henderson has her show on there, and she has a lot of the old actors, and then they have a segment on finance and all that. And at the end of that show, that comes on, I think, around 3 or 4 o'clock, that Christina comes on with the cooking.
Yeah.
Well, the Retirement Living.
Hour of it, so.
Okay.
Jeannie, Nancy said to me yesterday when we were talking that you had been talking on one of the days that I hadn't been on about the bullet, the magic bullet.
It was Maddie.
That was Maddie, okay.
It wasn't Maddie. It was Dottie.
Dottie. Well, I don't know whether Dottie's on or not. I haven't heard her. But I can go ahead and make the comment anyway, and somebody else can pass it on if we're not at the same time here. Anyway, I found one quite by accident. It was at a Bi-Mart, and I guess they're in several different states. I thought they were just on the West Coast, but maybe not, because I've heard it advertised someplace else. And it's called, oh my gosh, I thought this said Hamilton Beach.
That's what you told me.
I know.
It's not?
Sure, it said Hamilton Beach. It just says that's the basics, Blender Express. Maybe there's some print. Is that what you noticed too, Jeannie?
Yeah, I just opened the box yesterday. I haven't pulled it out yet, but it said back to basics.
Yeah, I thought sure somewhere I read Hamilton Beach. Maybe it was in the thing. Anyway. It was at a Bi-Mart. It says Back to Basics Blender Express Plus. And I had noticed it a couple of times before walking into the store. It's bigger, a little bit bigger than the Magic Bullet. The cup is taller and heavier. It's not as many pieces, but the cost was half. It was $26.99 in the store. And the cup capacity is 1.5 cups larger than the bullet. The base, the motor size of it is 350 wattage is what it uses, and the bullet is 205, so you've got more horsepower to move things. And it's got two cups with handles, and each of the cups have a lid that have a drinking flip-up you know, closure that you'll feel if you would get tipped over in the car or something like that. And then it has two smaller containers that you could do smaller amounts, like pressing. One's probably about maybe cup and a half, and the other one's probably 2 cups. Anyway, and there's, instead of just on, off, and hold, pushing it down and popping it up and down like you do when you pulse the in the bullet, this has a on-off switch that also has a low and a high speed, and also a pulsing that I haven't even tried the pulsing yet. But anyway, I like it for a different reason. It's, or one of the reasons is that it's got more capacity. It's the negatives on it in comparing the two, the way I handle bullet is smaller and more streamlined. It would be better for packing in a suitcase, which we always do when we travel. So I wouldn't carry this one with me. This is, when you go to grab the base, a lot of times I pick up the base just separately to move it to clean or something. It's so sleek that you can't get your hand on it. A man could, because they've got larger hands normally, but it's hard for me to just pick it up by the top with one hand. I have to pick it up underneath and hold and, you know, lift it up. And the other thing is there are two blades, the same as the bullet. One's a flat blade for grinding like coffee or nuts or something you're going to find fine. The other is your cross blade, which is the one that sticks up. There's a little difference in the cross, more difference in the cross blade. The one with the bullet seems to be sharper, more pointed. I don't know. I'd have to time it to see if it did the same amount of liquids like in a dressing, chopping herbs faster. I think maybe it could, but there, and, you know, there's a 50% difference in the cost just on the list on it, and I got a mailer in the, came in the mail the other day, and they were running it for $19.99, so $20, and wow. It would definitely do the job, and if you want a bigger size cup, a little bit more space capacity in it, you know, this would be another option to go. So they've done a similar knockoff. In other words, the similarity is that you unscrew the blade after you reverse the cup, right, of course, and you've got nothing to clean but just rinse that blade off. It's the same ease of cleaning that you've got with the bullet, which is what I like. So my dissertation, you could probably Google, it's 11 pieces in the set. The other one was either 17 or 21, depending on where you bought it. But they're running still $50 to $60 in the store. So just another option, especially if you wanted to give them for a gift or for a college student or something like that. I think they totally outperform the cheap blenders by light years. So a replacement for that, if nothing else.
Good. Thank you. I'm going to use mine today. I haven't tried it yet. So.
I've been using it, and it works well. In fact, it's got a permanent place on my counter now on my island. It's a bullet away for traveling because there's just that much difference in size. And handling it is, of course, something you automatically used to. So.
Where did you get this, Char?
I got it at a store called Bimart, BIMART, but... you could go in and take a, they probably would show it, I don't know for sure whether they're that, how sophisticated, they're kind of like a discount store. Before Walmart was around, that's where everybody would go for general things, and I still go there because they have some great selection on certain given items and good prices, so. Anyway.
Char, what was the name of that? This is Dottie.
It just turned back to basics. I thought sure it had said Hamilton Beach on it. And I don't know. They must have had in the ad other Hamilton Beach appliances is the only thing, because I can't see any reference. Let me turn it upside down.
You know what I see, Char, on the, I just opened my little booklet here, focuselectrics.com, and they have back to basics and then West Bend. I recognize West Bend.
Oh, yeah. See, this one doesn't even have West Bend on the bottom. It's got a...
this is just on the little booklet.
Focus Electrics.
ELECTRICS?
Yeah, Focus Electrics, with an S, .com. And it says, 2008, Back to Basics, a brand of Focus Electrics, LLC. And on the little, you know, when you open it up, it says stop. If you have any trouble with this appliance, don't return to the store. That little thing, you send it back to Focus Electrics, and it says on their little blip on the bottom, it says West Bend. So maybe Focus Electrics works on West Bend, too. So.
A lot of times they'll set up, you know, subsidiaries to run different things through.
Where are they located, Jeannie?
It doesn't say.
When you send it back?
The bottom of the box says Utah. But then it says made in China, of course. So.
Of course.
It says don't return it to the store until you call the manufacturer. There's a phone number and then a website that doesn't have an address.
No, no, no.
Oh, wait a minute. Let me see this.
So, Dottie, did you hear her whole dissertation?
West Bend, Wisconsin.
I did. I was cleaning at the time. I just went on that website. And I do see there's a lot of different appliances on here. They have blenders. They have coffee.
Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah. Ice treats and juices and all kinds of grinders and toasters and everything, too.
Oh, here's the capacity. On the cup, it's 24 ounces. On the next size down without the handle, it's 18 ounces. And on the small one, it's 12 ounces. So they are sizable difference. And the weight of the plastic is the same. It's really very, very heavy and substantial on the mug and the containers. And then there's rims and two lids with flip-up tops. That makes up the 11 pieces. But what did you say the website was again, Jeannie?
FocusElectrics.com.
Mm-hmm. But, Dottie, do you see the one that they're talking about?
Yeah, I think I do. I think it's that, is it BPE3 Boris, I guess, Blender Express Plus? Is that what it is?
Blender Express Plus,
huh?
Mine says Blender Express.
Yeah, that's it, yeah. This here looks like there's four pieces. It looks like two small containers and two larger ones.
Right.
That's it. It's 11 pieces.
Total's 11 piece set.
Ah, okay.
And the motor.
7, 8, 9, 10, 11 must be the two blades, yeah.
Does it give a price online at all, that? Does it give a price online?
Yes. Well, this price online says $51.99.
Whoa.
Wow. How about that?
Does it say where it's available across the country?
Let's see. Click replacement pod. Click here to download.
Probably on Google it would pop you up places that you can buy it at.
Boy.
If you put the name in Blender Express Plus.
Is plus written out or the number or the sign?
Yeah. Yeah, it's flexible in using Blender Express, coffee grinder, food processor, making salsas, dressing, soups, sauces, batters, and more. And a chopping blade base and one ice crushing blade base. I'm going to look that one up. Let's see where it's... But thank you, Shar. I appreciate it.
Not a problem. I like it when I find, competitive products that do the job.
Yeah, because I've seen it, I've seen that other one, the Bullet, advertised so many times, and there's all kinds of, there's like, you can get it now with the a juicer and all these other pots and everything, and I'm like, boy, I don't know, do I really want to put it, get another appliance, and where am I going to put all the pieces? That's all I think about is where you're going to store it,
Well, I move things around, and mine has gotten use. I mean, rarely does a day go by that I do not put something on top of that. And as far as traveling, Denny was so lost without it, he went to the closest store and bought one when he was in Chicago.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, seriously, that's how much use ours gets. So it is definitely, for the money, the most used product we've ever had in our house as far as kitchen.
Selling. Yeah.
That's great.
That's the bullet, right?
But it's getting used to doing it. You know, if you don't use it, it's not of value.
What has Benny used it for?
He used it for his shake every single morning.
Okay.
That was when we were doing, you know, nothing but shakes in the morning before we were on advanced lifestyle.
Right.
And you know, now it's just you get used to doing everything. Chopping the herbs in the liquid that you're doing for your dressing is the fastest one. I did one the other night that was a creamy. The girls last night when we had them here, they were testing everything for me. I said that. And the salad tonight is different. It's got the greens, and then I had leftover. I was scouring the refrigerator the first night I'd ever made a dish that only served two of us. And then they pop in, and they love to sample everything. So I knew I had to give them a wide variety, and they were absolutely starved, 5 and 7 years old. And a five-year-old had been very, very picky, the youngest one up until probably 6 months ago. So I said, okay, you guys just get to sample all these things, and you got to tell me what you like the best, and there will be more, at least a little bit more of that left that you can have more of whatever you like most. And so they just couldn't go around their plate fast enough. It was so cute. But they, I made this, did the greens on the bottom, and I even used Wei's Asian greens, which taste as much like lemon as I've ever tasted anything in my life. And I asked Danny, I said, taste this, and he says, it's sour. And he, and the other little boy that lives with, no, not the boy, let's see, I guess it was his mother, because he doesn't sample anything, but anyway, she said, it tastes like a lemon. And I go, you're right, it does taste like a lemon. And Denny agreed. Anyway, I even had that in the salad greens. And I'm giving away a plug here because she gave me two Asian herbs when we were down there, and both of them are going good. But anyway, and then I topped it with rice and black beans, another dish I'd made the night before that was part of something else. And then a dressing that was just silken tofu and a little bit of orange juice, fresh squeezed orange juice, silken tofu, and let's see, there was something else in there. Silken tofu and basil, a good amount, a bunch of basil, half a bunch of basil, and rolled it up and put that on top of it, and they kept spreading that over the top of it. I told them, I said, it's kind of creamy like ranch. Well, I put it in the what would have been the bullet, but with this Blender Express now, and I showed them how creamy it was and everything, and they just couldn't wait. So they were running that on the top of their dish, and the things that they ate, especially the five-year-old, that she would never have touched. I mean, she would have looked at it and curled her lip at it, you know, to go. They were running through, so I just, you know, I really encourage the grandmothers, don't decide what the kids eat and how they eat. Play games with them, because you'll get them hooked into it so fast and so easy within a few times if you have them helping you to participate, to give you feedback. And I even did Danny this morning on granola. I made I had two batches of granola, and I got too much sweetness in the one last night, and I was going to alter it this morning and start over and put more with it to cut the sweetness. Accidentally misthought the stevia when I was adding the stevia to it, and I put in equivalent to 3 cups of sugar instead of equivalent to 1 cup of sugar.
Oh, boy.
And I cut it way back real fast when I realized what I'd done just by increasing the bulk in there. More oats. The recipe started with 1.5 cups of oats, and I had 11 cups of oats by the time I got through. the okara. So I've got a huge batch, and I've got to make it palatable. So I had Denny taste what was left from the first batch. First taste the new batch, then taste the first batch, and then taste, and this was the fun part for me, taste the batch or the granola I had picked up at the store that the kids just loved because it has fried strawberries in it. And it was organic. It was in the bulk. And the last one, Danny liked the sweeter one that I just made, so I don't have to his taste buds. And when I get it, I only use it sprinkled on the multi-grain cereal. That's my topping, like you'd put nuts on, and there are a few almonds in it, but they're really smaller, really minor percentage of the total mix, especially the way I've got it now. And anyway, he tasted the one from the store, and he looked at me really strange, and his face kind of puckered. Well, it was the sweetest one of the bunch, but he said, "Something's wrong with this one, honey." And I said, "What do you think's wrong with it?" And he goes, he didn't say anything about sweetness. And I said, "Does it taste chemical?" And he said, "It does. It tastes chemical." Now, it's the first time he's ever recognized that. He said, he just kept saying, "It does not taste right. It's not, it was not old. It doesn't taste past date or anything like that." And I had just gotten it. It was fresh. But it does not taste at all the same as homemade granola. And I used the little tiny amount of oil in mine to give it that little bit of crispness was in that full batch was a fourth of a cup of sesame seed oil.
Mm.
And there were about six and seven cups of the okara. That's the waste product of the milk that I make, and I had a refrigerator full of it, so I had to start using it up real fast. Plus, we were out of granola, so sorry about the long dissertation, guys, but that's how I arrive at this stuff. So.
Did you ever send that recipe down, Shaw?
No, I didn't. Actually, this is only the second time I've made it, but the only reason I haven't sent the okara recipes down is because I know that there's some of you that have the blenders and or the milk makers, but I know that it doesn't apply to the majority of you. You can go in the store and buy the okara. That seems really like an oxymoron to me because it's something that normally they would throw away, or most people would because they wouldn't use it up.
Is there something we could substitute for it?
Well, the botan, but in this, because there is so much moisture in it and it causes it to be clumpy, I don't know. I suppose you could cook up cereal, but, you know, and use some cereal in it. But ironically, that's what I put it over. So, you know, you'd have to try just a small batch of it. I always end up with so much okara that I don't want to try it with anything else.
So we could add, like, a little bit of almond milk or something like that instead.
Yeah, because that's what this is soaked in, of course, and there's still a lot of moisture. So, yeah, you could probably cook some cereal in some just in some almond milk or in you know, rice milk or whatever you're using, and arrive at the same thing. But there's full websites on it now. It's gotten so popular. There's several websites that the minute you type in okara, you can pull up, you know, lots and lots of recipes, which really suits me fine because I always have an ample supply of it. In fact, I end up freezing it. So I just encourage you guys, if you're using much milk, you should seriously look at one of those machines. It's a great savings. And at the very max, it's going to take you 5 minutes to clean up the equipment afterwards. And if you get past that, probably about 3 to 4 minutes.
Yeah, it's pretty quick.
I found out where that blender is. Circuit City is what I found. That's one place. And it was $21.99.
Wow, good.
Good. Yeah.
Circuit City, well, that's a name brand. So, hey, you guys have got a place to go now. Easy to
get.
No sipping on it then either.
Yeah. No, for odd is over, well, the price was $24.99. You save $3. They take $3 off, so it's $21.99, but free shipping on orders of $24 and
up. Oh, Circuit City? You mean from Circuit City, free shipping if it's 25 or more?
Yeah, 24 or more. But this,
okay.
I guess you should buy one of your kids' ones.
Yeah.
You know, what I'm finding is with the Internet, it doesn't pay me to go to the store because sometimes you go to the store. I was very frustrated the other day going to the store and finding out that they'd run this big ad, and they only had three in the store before they run the ad. Three stores in town, it was a specialty kitchen shop, three stores in town, and none of them had one available the morning after the ad came out. Now, that irritates the heck out of me. And when I tried to call them during their business hours, some goofy recording that said, our business hours are such and such as those are.
The problem is that the people who write the ads don't supply the stores. They're two different departments.
And, you know, I understand what she told me. She said we were supposed to have them in and they didn't come in. Well,
yeah.
We've had that problem, too. But when you run across town and spent gas money and taken time, even more important, to do it, when you've tried to get answers in other ways and utilize your time, but still, it's irritating, you know, if nothing else. I can't fault the people, of course not, but it just is so much more convenient so many times if you can justify the price and it comes close to do it on the Internet, especially if you've got free shipping. So,
What color was yours, Sha?
It's a black and then just a silver base.
Yeah, because this is white.
This is plastic. Well, this could be construed as white because it's so light. It could be the reflection on the way they're showing it. But
The site that I went on to see it was in black. The base was black. That's why when I went on this site here and then brought it out white, I wasn't sure it was the same one. But.
Yeah, well, huh, that's interesting because, you know, maybe they make them in different colors. That could easily be, or different models could have, you know, come out different times in different colors. They tend to do that sometimes.
Huh. You know, it says over here, free shipping on orders $24 and up, or choose 24-minute in-store pickup.
That must mean that you let them know you're coming for it, and they've got it, and have it in.
Yeah, you just pick it right up. I guess you can order it online and just pick it up within 24 minutes, and you get it, you know. See, that's what
that,
it means.
That, everybody's in a hurry, aren't they? What did I say?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm done.
Hey, it's okay. This is great. Good information. Thank you. I guess we should either continue talking or get on with our day here. I love the way this call goes. It's so, it just, you know, everybody has great comments and we all learn so much. So,
how the time flies when you're having fun.
I know, it does. It really does, especially in the morning. So, anybody, if you have more comments and things, let's do the call tomorrow. How about that? In the morning at 7, unless there's an urgent thing. Anybody have anything urgent there? Okay. Thanks, everybody, for your comments, and this was the Advanced Lifestyle Call. And we just appreciate everybody coming on, and if you found value in the call and you want to pass on the number to others, do. And also, I guess it's lifestylesupport.org where these calls are recorded, too, so we can refer people to there, too. So have a wonderful day, you guys, and thanks again for everything.
Thanks, Jeannie. Great call.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Bye.